And good morning. It's 5:30. I'm Henry Santoro in the WGBH radio newsroom in for Bob C. this Wednesday. And state lawmakers could take up a bill to strengthen the Massachusetts Attorney General's powers to crack down on labor law violations and so-called wage theft. WGBH State House reporter Mike Dean has more.
Dozens of workers crowded a State House hearing room to listen to fellow employees testify about being paid too little, forced to work off the clock, or to skip earned sick time and other benefits. Some small business owners were also there in support. South Shore pub owner Mark Beaton says the bill would force other employers to follow the rules.
I think if this comes out of this committee and is presented to the House and the Senate, I think the people that are cheap are going to start thinking twice. And I wouldn't be surprised if they start moving in the right direction, because the last thing they want to do is the embarrassment and the cost of being called a fraud and a cheat.
Business groups argue the bill isn't needed and that the Attorney General needs more resources to enforce current law. The bill easily passed the Senate last session, and this year has a majority of all lawmakers backing it. But that doesn't mean it will get through the House unless Speaker Robert DeLeo makes it a priority. Mike Dean, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.
67 degrees in Boston right now.